Thank you so much. It's been a week of jerseys. And you can tell a lot, do a lot with the jerseys. So look, can I just say how honoured I am to be here in New Barry? So honoured to be here with Senator Nikki Bradley. I'll return to her in a moment. I'm with Councillor Jimmy Cavanagh. Look, it means a lot to me to be here. I got involved in politics because I was a moody, opinionated teenager. Still can be both. My brother Adam was born with a form of autism, and I was extremely frustrated as to how we were living in such a wealthy country, and yet we were facing so many barriers and so much of a sense of isolation, loneliness, wondering did one of the families feel the same. And I remember setting up a kind of an autism support group where we just asked everyone in my community living with autism to come together. And I was overwhelmed and somewhat relieved actually to find there were other people who had the same experience as my family. And we started campaigning and advocating for facilities in my community. And I remember meeting Enda Kenny, who wasn't the Taoiseach at the time, but he was going around the country meeting disability groups. He said, well, you can keep on giving out about politics, or you can get involved and try and make a difference. So did I not have a brother, were I not for having a brother with autism, would I have ever gotten involved in politics? Would I have ever gotten involved in politics so young? I don't believe I would. So I always promised myself, and those I know, that if I did ever hold high office, that I would do everything I could to try and make a difference. And I'm really conscious that there's so much work we have to do when it comes to disability services. I'm so conscious of that. I'm also aware that it's not just a funding issue, but there's always funding issues, but that we also have to really start listening and engaging, and that we have to really see how we can put services and systems in place that work for the person and not the bureaucracy. And I have to say, from the bottom of my heart, I was so delighted and honoured to be able to appoint Nikki Bradley to the Shannon. It just means the world to me that we now have somebody with real lived experience who knows the importance of these issues. And I'm really looking forward to working with Senator Bradley, and I know she's going to make a real difference, and I'm going to support her every step of the way in making that difference as well. Of course, she asked me to be here today, and I'm so chuffed that I am, because you can read all the briefing notes and you can hear all about the services, but to actually see how this place works is absolute magic. And to you, Johnny, there always needs to be someone who has that idea and the vision. I genuinely want to thank you for all that you've done in making lives better for so, so many people. So a huge cohort. Yes. I do think, Chairman, and everybody here, I do think you have a model here that really, really, really we need to learn from. So I'm a big believer in partnership. The state can do things, the government can do things, the government needs to do more, fine, important. But actually, we also need to partner with others, because there's always others who can do things better. And what I've seen here really, really does blow my mind, because I think it's the whole ethos, that whole idea of empowerment, that whole idea of person-centred, of designing a programme around an individual, that whole idea of community. So for someone with a disability, for somebody not with a disability, to be able to walk in the doors and use this facility. And then I must say I'm particularly impressed by the fact that you're focusing on the whole of the health of the person, physical and mental, because generally our health services and our society has divided those two. And of course they're so interlinked too. So what I intend to do now is work with you and work with the HSE to see what we can learn from this and to see how we can better support you now and into the future. And I give you my word that I will work with you to see how we can do that, and also to see how has Donegal has led, how other parts of the country might be able to follow. So to everyone who works here, to everyone who's volunteered here, to everyone who's on the board here, to everyone who's believed in No Barriers, thank you so much for what you've done. To all of the people who use these services, I know it's making a real difference to you, and I hope it continues to as well. And to the various Olympic athletes that I've met as well, and all the people who've representing Ireland in swimming and gymnastics and basketball, I want to wish you all the very best. And to Lily and the team, working on the menu, the more accessible and inclusive menu in Bloom as well. Another really good example of so much good that has come from No Barriers as a COG. So just let me finish where I began by saying a huge thank you to each of you for the vision, for the energy, and you've certainly inspired me. And I'll leave No Barriers this evening with a better understanding and a motivation now to see how can we learn from this. Dermaine O'Mahony, thank you.